The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Rockstar opens an Australian office, Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra could be out by the end of this year, and Tony Hawk 3 and 4 skates back into our lives. Here is the news for Sunday, 9th of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
While we get ready for the release of Season 2 of The Last of Us TV series, Neil Druckmann said there might not be any more games. In an interview with Variety, Druckmann was asked about a potential Last of Us Part 3, and he said, "I guess the only thing I would say is don't bet on there being any more Last of Us. This could be it."
It's a bit of a change in tune after previous interviews where he had been open about the possibility of a third game. But in saying that, he is now directing and writing Naughty Dog's new game, Intergalactic: The Heretic Prophet. So it makes sense if there isn't one on the cards. Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra, which was announced in March last year, could be out by this year, according to one of the lead actors. Kari Payton, who stars as Black Panther in the game, told Video Game Chronicle that while the game is still in development, they're planning on a Christmas 2025 release, which seems incredibly optimistic to me. I can't help but feel like Kevin MacLeod when an exciting couple explains that their self-managed grand designs build will be done by the end of the year.
There's no release date yet, and we've only seen one trailer that was mainly used to show off what Unreal Engine was capable of during last year's State of Unreal showcase at the Game Developers Conference. But hey, director Amy Hennig has a pretty solid catalogue as creative director of the Uncharted series and is incredibly capable. So maybe Rise of Hydra could make it into our stockings. We'll keep you updated as the story progresses. After many leaks and hidden reveals, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 officially has been announced. It's been nearly 5 years since we got the remaster for the first and second game, and this one will be done by Studio Iron Galaxy. Like the previous remasters, it will have multiplayer, a massive visual upgrade, skaters from the original games, and new skaters, including Australian Olympian Chloe Covell.
Although if you buy the digital deluxe version, you'll get two more skaters, the Doomslayer and Revenant. The announcement trailer showed off some of the classic levels like Airport, Foundry, Rio, and Tokyo, and some of the original game soundtracks will be making a comeback too. Those who pre-order the game will get access to a demo in June, and then those with pre-orders for the Digital Deluxe will receive the full game 3 days earlier. Which, I'm so sick of all that nonsense. Can we just release a game on a date for an amount of money with the content in it? Is that crazy? Am I a crazy person for thinking that that should be the norm? Anyway, three masters will be available on July 11th for Switch, PlayStation, PC, and Xbox.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Rockstar Games has formed a new studio called Rockstar Australia after acquiring one based in Sydney. They announced last week that they acquired Video Games Deluxe, a company founded in 2013 by LA Noire director Brendan McNamara. But there's some interesting backstory to this. LA Noire was published by McNamara's previous studio, Team Bondi, and published by Rockstar. However, the relationship between the two companies deteriorated after a report alleging poor work conditions.
After the studio eventually shut its doors, McNamara created Video Games Deluxe a couple of years later. But despite whatever happened between the two studios, the Australian devs have worked with Rockstar since on various LA Noire re-releases and Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy The Definitive Edition. They haven't said what games the new studio will be working on, but we'll probably see something soon enough. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
After spending a year as a PS5 exclusive, the samurai RPG Rise of Ronin is coming to PC. This game won a bunch of awards last year and has been really well reviewed since. So if you like your samurai fighting games, this is definitely one to pick up. That's out on March 11.
Also out on the 11th is Wonder Stop, the cozy tea shop game. Grow and harvest all the ingredients you need for your tea, all while chatting with customers who pass through. It looks super cute and fun. You can grab it on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X on Tuesday.
Remember the Phantom, the comic you used to get in show bags? Well, the Nearly, is that an Australian thing? I wonder if that's a worldwide thing.
Show bags.
Getting comic books in show bags. Getting the specifically the Phantom comic book in show bags. Who knows? Well, the Nearly 89-year-old character gets his own Australian-made video game this week, a two-player side-scrolling beat-em-up. Old school and arcadey, you can find this one on PC and PlayStation 5 on the 12th.
MLB The Show 25 is the next installment of the long-running baseball series. Play as your favorite team and hit a home run. Run to bases, strike three, you're out. That, my friends, is baseball. Babe Ruth, that's coming to PC, Xbox, PlayStation and the Switch on 14th of March.
Babe Ruth getting a shout out in there. That's good. That's good shit.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you'd like to support the show and cover our costs, you can back us on Ko-Fi, either a one-off tip or an ongoing contribution. Your help would mean a lot. It's super easy. Just head to sifter.com.au/support. That address again is sifter.com.au/support.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Ryan Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Courtney Smith here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. This week, we're playing A Date with Death, a free visual novel where you can flirt dangerously with Death himself. And remember, the Grim Reaper's just a baby girl.
And when he started calling me Sunshine, like it was an unholy noise that came out of my mouth. Being like, oh, genuinely like, oh, you make fun of him for being this like broody, dark, I'm a Grim Reaper, I'm so edgy, and I'm gonna capture your soul. And like, you make fun of that. So for him to then turn around and be like, you though, you're Sunshine. I'm like, I can feel myself literally like starting to blush now thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
You can get every episode of Drop Rate for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.